Hello and welcome to this edition of the Partners Financial Voice. I'm Mike James and I hope you're having a great day. I'm prepared to share with you just a couple key items, maybe a look back on 2010, some highlights for the coming year, 2011, and give you a little preview into this edition of the Partners Voice. So let me not hold anything up and get started right away. Let me give you a little membership update. We had a strong year in 2010, you know, and that's not without challenge and trials that we had to overcome in the field, and we had to support each and every firm in the organization with and through. But I'll tell you, I'm never, ever at a loss for words in saying thank you for your business and thank you for your commitment to the organization. Through December, we had 51 firms qualify for the 2010 convention, at least one principal and a guest. And I think we got in excess of 79 attendees who have been congratulated and are now in the registration process for the convention. We shared back over $9 million of bonus revenue back to each firm who qualified for a bonus. We had 30 firms do in excess of $1 million of gross life insurance commission revenue. And we did in excess of $120 million of commissions in the organization. It was a great year. It was exciting to watch our carriers battle for market share. And the two carriers at the top of our market share, Pacific Life and John Hancock, ended up neck and neck at the end of 2010 with 26% market share, respectively. Now, that's a lot of market share, guys. So to the other carriers who will be listening, you better get going because those guys are doing a great job. As we look ahead to 2011, the board was really active here at Partners Financial early, voting in the new chairman of the board, which is Jim Monteverdi. Jim will be on the Partners Voice and share some of his thoughts and feelings for the future of the organization. So I'm excited about hearing from him later on the Voice. Also, the board voted to elevate Aviva to core carrier status. I think Aviva they committed early to the organization, our business model, and got themselves very comfortable with the investment and now are reaping the returns of that investment in our organization. Thus, have been recognized as a core carrier, and you'll hear more about Aviva and the great tools and resources they have to offer at our conference. Additionally, 2010 saw the rebranding of not only NFP, but its subsidiaries, and we were the benefactors of some great branding enhancements to the Partners Financial image and all of our materials. So if you've not been on the NFP Online Print Demand Center, you need to. It's being updated daily, weekly, with new materials that are coming out of compliance and are there for you. What I'm most excited about is a very consistent look and feel. All of the materials that are client-facing are able to be co-branded for the most part, so we're really excited about that. And later on the Partners Voice, you're going to hear from Brian Schick, and he's got some great concept and sales materials that are, some are proprietary to Partners Financial and some are not, but highly useful, and they've gone through the branding mill and are now cleaned up and look really, really good. So I'm excited about that. I'd also like to congratulate Kevin Brayton, who now leads our new firm effort, and a great first year of efforts for the class of 2010 and 11. Kevin was successful at bringing on 10 brand new firms to the organization, and as you all know, recruiting is the lifeblood of the company, and I think he's brought on some great additions to the already dynamic and powerful Partners Financial membership organization. So we're excited about his efforts and the new additions to the family. And in March, as we open up the conference, we're going to pay specific recognition to all new firms who have joined the organization. So on behalf of the company, welcome to all new firms. And we're going to give you a little closer attention at our marketing conference in March. So let me give you some key dates that you need to mark your calendar for and also talk about the highlights of the upcoming marketing conference. So, of course, the Spring Marketing Conference, the first half of the year, this is our marquee event. It is March 6th through the 8th in Dallas, Texas at the Sheraton Hotel, a newer property. This is our second meeting that we're going to host there, and it's going to be a good one. A date you also should mark on your calendar, and it's really targeted at your staff, is the School of Excellence, which is May 15th through the 18th. Here in Austin. And then mark your calendars. The second half of the year will preview our fall marketing conference, September 11th and 13th. And as you know, September 11th is a very, very emotional date in our nation's history, and we're going to pay respects to that. All right, let me give you some highlights about the upcoming marketing conference, which I'm really excited about. For the first time in a long time, we're going to be able to showcase every carrier in our lineup with a specific breakout. And we've zoomed in with our carriers to get them focused on bringing the best and brightest ideas, exposure about tools and resources and products that are available at each company. And we've asked them to bring specific messages with producers that have found success with their companies. So each core carrier now has a breakout at this upcoming meeting. In addition, the breakout sessions will be augmented with resource breakouts around advanced sales, underwriting, executive benefits, and the things that are germane to our organization here in Austin. So I'm excited about that. From the main platform, we're going to be able to showcase four of our core carriers on an executive panel that John Irvin will moderate. So we've got Nationwide, Pacific Life, ING, and Aviva all represented on the panel. We're also going to hear from some of our distribution leadership. We're going to hear from our new chairman, Jim Monteverdi, and Jessica Bibliowitz in a special one-on-one interview with John Irvin. So that's sure to be excited. We've also invited back Chris Erblich, who is a friend of the organization, one of the most notable estate planning attorneys in our industry. He's a wonderful speaker. He's easy on the ears, and he's a lot of fun. But he's got his finger on exactly what opportunities rest in this window that we have with estate planning opportunities. So he thinks there's pluses and more pluses to the marketplace now. And then lastly, we're going to close out the meeting with some powerful sales ideas from your peers. I'm going to conduct a panel of some of our most recognizable and successful producers and principals in the organization from a life insurance standpoint. We're also going to hear from some new voices on the main platform, and they're going to share with you some money-making sales ideas. So we're really excited about all those aspects of the meeting. One other special note, last year we rolled out our retainer arrangement with an actuary who's well-recognized and respected in our industry, Tim Pfeiffer. He's going to conduct a session from the main platform as well. So it's an action-packed meeting. When we finally end each day, we're going to find ourselves in a carrier-producer joint reception where we all get a chance to just unwind, share some highlights of the day, and just and enjoy each other's company. So I'm looking forward to the spring conference. Make sure you register. Conference attendance is way up this year, so if you haven't registered, you better get in now or you might miss the conference. And through December 2010, we qualified 51 firms and 70-plus attendees are all locked and loaded for the 2011 convention. Let me just say, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This trip is so beautifully done. The anticipation is continuing to mount. So for those of you who have not qualified yet, please let us know what we can do to support your attendance at the convention by way of getting you producing at a level that gets you qualified for the convention. I mean, these ports, you know, we start in Singapore, we go through Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, we go through Hao Long Bay, you know, we end in Hong Kong. I mean, the ports, the entire route of this convention cruise is spectacular, and it is a once-in-a-lifetime event. And so let me round out my comments by saying, as always, Partners Financial, we work for you. You can always reach out to John Irvin and I. Remember, the Partners Financial sales team is ready, willing, and able daily. Remember, the Partners Financial hotline number is toll-free, 1-800-880-0080, extension 6129, or you can dial direct at 512-697-6129. So let me give you a preview of the partner's voice. I'm really excited. We're gonna spotlight resources on this edition. We're gonna hear from Jane Hall and the latest addition to the Underwriting Advocacy Group, Roy Davis, and we're gonna hear all the exciting tools, resources, features, benefits, advantages that you get from using that team. Second, we're going to talk to Celeste Moya. And boy, if you haven't spent any time with Celeste, she is just a quiet storm. She knows how to listen really, really well, focus on exactly what producers and firms are needing from a product standpoint, and she knows exactly where to go. and how to engage our firm. So we're excited to have her on the Partner's Voice, and she's now in full command of our product resources. And then last but certainly not least is Brian Schick. And Brian is an awesome, awesome outside-the-box thinker. He's on the cutting edge of what's being sold out in the industry. He knows where our carriers, where strategies fit with our carriers. He knows where the markets are shifting to. He knows exactly where resources and tools need to be applied. So he's going to give us a sneak peek into 2011 and all the new creative ideas and things that he's got in the works with our advanced sales team. So sit back, relax, get ready, and let's enjoy the Partner's Voice.